We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio. We discuss your hearts and your parts.
You bet your ass we do. We also invite a third party to join us there in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Ain't it the truth?
It sure is, lover.
This is our third episode today.
Yeah.
I feel like we're nice and fluffed up.
The trio. We got ourselves fluffed, but not too fluffy. As we said, you know, sometimes it gets the liquor early.
No, I have not sloppy, shot my wad.
No, we're still on top of our game, I believe.
Oh, dear. My note cards are out.
And then there's that, which also happened to me. I should have given you the heads up.
That the note cards are messed up?
Yeah, I had the same thing. There's blanks. Shooting blanks. Speaking of on top of our game.
You know who's not shooting blanks? This straight white comedian and writer. He's the creator of the New York Times bestseller Felines of New York, and he is a co-host of a longstanding weekly stand-up show, Fresh Out.
You've seen him on Last Comic Standing in an episode of Louie, and his comedy album, I Was in Band, came out this month. We are hot and bothered to welcome Mr. Jim Tews.
Woo-woo!
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Did I add the straight white part?
Or was that?
Oh, that was on your website.
Oh, okay.
It was like, ask a straight white guy something.
Oh, yeah. I had a question thing on my Tumblr, ask a straight white guy anything.
Yeah, I would never just
we're hard
add
to
that
approach. I was like, I am, but that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, is that pulled out of the sky?
Yeah. All the guests get like qualified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's Mexican.
Yes.
Bye, yeah, and like, he's here.
Are you pointing other people out?
No.
Got a label. Got to get them in a box in the beginning of a program to get people on board. I love the ask a straight white guy. Open
Guess
forum.
What? Nobody has ever filled it out. Nobody has ever clicked on that to ask me anything.
I was going
to
ask if you got any good questions, but
no,
guess not.
I think maybe when I like first launched it, because it was like a Tumblr thing, and I just left my website on Tumblr because I got very comfortable with Tumblr for a while, and then it kind of like waned. I got to redo my website. Yeah. I'm going to still put all over there that I'm straight and white.
Oh, I mean, that's your brand.
You know. That's the selling point.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an overcorrection. Maybe people miss the straight white perspective. Not yet. Give it a couple years.
Yeah.
Midstream on that.
It's still hard to miss.
Indeed. Well, we're a classy podcast.
We try to be. Yeah, we try to be. We like to wine and dine our guests. And Jim asked for any beer that wasn't a stout, which we got a little sampling, which I love drawing the line on the stout. It's not a great day drinking beer.
No, it's like, I mean, when I've had stouts, like, I think the last time I had a stout was I did a corporate gig in D.C. and I took the bus there because I didn't book my train ticket in time. Yeah. And I was like, I need a beer after that four and a half hour Greyhound. And I got a stout.
Yes.
Wow.
Because a lot of them are lower in alcohol, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're filling.
Mm-hmm.
You get that. Maybe some French fries.
Yeah, but you still had that Greyhound hangover, so it's like the bus into the stout.
Oh, I fell asleep right after that.
It does nothing to hydrate you.
No,
just like two loaves of bread just going down the hatch.
Yeah, they tell you if you're pregnant to drink Guinness. Not a lot of it, obviously, but yeah, exactly. There's like good minerals, and it's low in alcohol content.
Mm-hmm. And look, we're not going to get you off the sauce entirely, so just, have at least a Guinness.
I do a lot of that research just in case I'm ever pregnant. Mm-hmm. What can I drink? What can I smoke? What can I shoot up?
Yes.
What can I crush up and blow?
Yes. I think it goes through the bloodstream slow enough. I think you'd probably be better off blowing it, tooting it, than shooting it, I would say, when you're pregnant.
Oh, the cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like,
because straight to the bloodstream. I mean, I'm not exactly sure the biology of it, but.
So are you single?
No.
No mingling.
No,
he's not mingling, folks.
I'm sorry.
No.
I've had a girlfriend for 4 years now.
Yes.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. She's good.
You think that's going to keep going?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, at least as far as our lease goes.
New York dating.
Yeah.
I got 2 more years on this one.
No, I think we'll go past the lease.
Awesome. Hell
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's very, very optimistic.
Yes. And I also feel like the dating scene, as we always talk about, when we get the fresh minglers out there, it's a very different scene from when.
Oh my God! If you died tomorrow, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah,
with dating,
it'd be abouttime.com or our time. Remember?
The senior citizen one.
Yeah.
My mom tried our time.
It was really?
Very weird to see someone like try to re-enter the dating pool at year 70.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even at 35, if I became single again, I would just be like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm a monk now or something. Yeah. I'd be like,
Well, same. Because I miss, like, I did a little OkCupid.
Yeah.
And we
I did the
got
same
involved.
Thing. Yeah.
So I'm not, like, with all the
None new. Of the apps were around.
People are, like, having sex with their phone. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, no. They're just, like, they're like, checking like who's in the room that might have a mild interest in having sex with them.
Yes. Yeah.
And avoiding the part where they would go talk to that person and just like, you know, proofing it first.
Yeah. GPS on the
right. Yeah. It's so absurd to
me.
It really is.
He has a pulse. He didn't vote for Trump.
Yeah. That in the room app is the one. You see them just scanning up, those eyes come up from the iPhone and you're like, ah, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Grindr was one of the first to do that.
I remember being at
Whole Foods with my friend and he was like, excuse me, I'm going to step over one aisle. And had literally met someone online that was one aisle away.
Whoa.
Which is also the magic of, it's a great fuck app.
I don't know about a long-term app.
But I was like, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never.
It made me feel very old and very dumb.
I'm sorry to keep bragging about taking the bus, but I take the bus back home to Allentown pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. And the one time I went back, I was sitting next to a young man who was like, we got out of Port Authority. We were on like 78 or whatever. I can't even remember what the highway is, but
80, I think it might be.
Yeah. And he opens up Grindr on the bus.
Woo,
and I'm like,
confident.
This guy's looking for other guys on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that Allentown bus stall is anything like the Wilkes-Barre Mart's bus from Port Authority to Wilkes-Barre, that's a hell of a Grindr date.
Everybody's
I would say,
sucking and fucking.
Yeah, I don't even feel I pissing in that thing is rough.
Yeah.
I've had to shit once and it was, I won't speak of it. I try to never think of it again. It was a fucking horror show.
I almost took the
Mart's bus to a gig in
Mart's.
We take
Scranton.
A lot of Mart's buses.
Yeah.
Down home.
I feel like the drivers are, you know that old folklore where it's like the ferryman? And then he has to ferry the boat for the rest of his life until he, like, you know, passes off the oar to someone else.
Oh.
I feel like there's something with those Mart drivers.
Yes.
They're all indiscriminately either 70 or 700.
Yeah.
They all have the grizzled nicotine-stained mustaches and beards.
Yeah, and they never
Great
have
guts.
To go to the bathroom.
Nope.
But they constantly have to smoke.
They change. Yeah, every time, any chance they get to pull over at another Mart station, they just power, you know, half a pack of cigarettes down and back behind the wheel.
Man.
It's a hell of a gig.
I wonder if there's something meditative about it.
I think so.
You know, it's easy to be like, woof, but maybe it's kind of like
dry. Yeah,
the open road.
Mm-hmm.
It's the road. You're, you're in that big comfy throne.
Oh, the throne is.
You have a finish line as far as like a lot of jobs you just don't have. Like you work like serving jobs. You're just like, well, it's the lunch rush.
Yeah.
Yep.
This might be over at 2 o'clock. This might be over at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, like. Well, we just hit Easton, so we're going to be in Allentown pretty soon.
Yep.
Right. Hope nobody dies on the bus.
Yeah.
Well, there's always that moment where I feel like they grit the wheel, and every now and again, you're like, they just think, fuck it, I'm just going to go on the guardrail at any moment.
I could see my driver's eyes on the way to D.C. in the mirror, and I caught him. I caught him just like just a little doze, just like a real quick like no.
Yep.
And then he kind of like jerked up and just like rolled his shoulders and he was good the rest of the ride. But I'm like, well, I guess I'm not sleeping now.
Yeah. Now I'm riding shotgun all of a sudden. I got to keep this
to protect away. All seven of these people.
Well, what do you say we slip into sexy science, huh? Bus driver's souls. What do we do here?
Souls are scientific. Well, darling, we rip particles from the headlines to discuss topical matters of our hearts and parts.
Ah, yes. And this one was torn directly from...
New York Magazine, I believe.
Mm-hmm. The title of this number is Botox for Buttholes. Yes, it's a thing. Tidying up on your reins,
you're running wild. Yeah, how appropriate. Excuse me. All right, buttholes are getting prettier thanks to the niche field of anal rejuvenation, which includes Botox, lasers, and plastic surgery.
Indeed, there are lots of butthole issues out there. A New York doctor said 90% of his practice is anal rejuvenation-type services, like removing skin tags, anal warts, hemorrhoids, tightening, loosening, discoloration treatments, and resurfacing. A tightening and a loosening.
I mean...
Loosening.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
I'm all for people.
It feels like something you could do on your own.
I was
quite honestly.
Just going to say, that feels like a home remedy for that, I think. Yeah.
Some people just have money to burn.
Yeah.
90%. Also, are you general practicer? Are you saying like just a general doctor?
Well,
90% of your, I think that's a specialty doctor.
I didn't have time to put it all on the note card, but it's basically doctors that used to specialize in like people like shitting their pants or like maybe problems that just people would have that are now moving over into the plastic surgery realm because there's this new need for this part of your body to look good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so they're applying those same methods that they would have used medically for whatever.
Sure.
I'm all for people doing whatever they want, but this stresses me out a little because I feel like there's some parts of your body that just don't have to look good.
And yeah, now they once all the butthole has to look good, you're just like, well, the rest of me is fucking shot.
What happens when they're like, yeah, is your liver attractive? And I'm like, no, it's not.
Believe it or not, you'd rather bunk up with my butthole than my liver, for sure.
Oh, my liver's half dead.
Yeah.
What if every other part of you was just falling to complete shit? But you were like, you guys got to see my butthole.
Your crown and glory.
Yes. Yeah.
Your teeth are falling out. Like, you have like just real bad aging and the sun damage and your eyes are bloodshot, but you just have
the glowing
butthole.
Of all time. Well, it's looking into the eye of an
you
angel.
Can open it and close it like a camera's aperture.
Yes. Total control.
Yeah. The perfect shutter speed on that butthole.
Also, I think of Botox as removing wrinkles.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the butthole is just a bunch of wrinkles.
Right?
Would it be like no wrinkles in the butthole?
Such a taut butthole, yeah.
How would you even do that?
I don't know how the hole is formed then.
Yeah. Think about, because, you know, I mean, if you're partying, that's awesome. And if you use your butthole for more percentage of the day for shitting than you do for anything else, like at least for me personally, I've got, you know, a few hemorrhoids, but... And it's party time occasionally with the butthole, but I feel like shit's just a constant thing every day where you'd almost be like, make a decision based on, because the loosening and the Botox and everything, I'm like, what is a bowel movement then at that point?
I don't know.
You're not even gearing it around that. Like, that's secondary. It's like happens when a turd falls out.
It's
whatever.
Like just leaving a car in the showroom and cleaning it.
Right.
Yeah. You almost get the colostomy bag and you're like, I'm no longer using this beautiful hole for shit. It's just for fun.
Yeah. For show, not for blow.
You get yourself a nice Michael Kors colostomy bag.
Oh, yes.
little dandy colostomy.
Yeah.
Top of the line.
I don't even know if Michael Kors is like irrelevant. Like, if that's fan. I just like, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
those
fashion.
Things.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
I high feel
fashion.
Good. He's amazing.
I couldn't
line.
Think of a really good purse designer.
No, I know. Kors is up there.
Yeah, there's like that Birkin purse that's like $4,000.
Oh,
damn.
See,
I couldn't afford that.
No, no.
I don't know. I think I have a really ugly butthole.
You have your butthole's fine.
No, honestly,
I'm not fishing. I know, but I'm going on record. You got a tremendous.
I just
butthole.
Like
mine's a fucking nightmare.
I didn't know it had to look good.
Yeah, I think it looks like a. I mean, how good? That's the other thing. What is the scale of? Do I think my hairy a couple of hemorrhoids? What's the 10? What's the 10 butthole?
Right.
What is it really bleached? I suppose so there's no hair.
I don't know.
Even just the
how am I not myself?
Yeah.
It's one of those weird things where you're like, is the best looking butthole not look like a butthole or look the most like a butthole?
Ooh, yes. Who sets the standard?
Let's all think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
I got a bidet. Did I tell you that?
Oh, I envy you.
Murph wants one every
let me tell
day.
You
so
this.
Fucking civilized.
$30. It was actually on sale. I got it for $27.
Oh, is it the one that clips on?
Yeah.
It takes you like 15, 20 minutes to install.
Change your life?
Yeah, totally. Well, I have a friend who has a thing where he shits a lot, like a medical thing.
Yeah.
I'm staying at his house.
A butthole, you mean?
Yeah. And he was like, I was burning through toilet paper, so my ex-girlfriend got me this attachment for a bidet. It's in his basement bathroom. And I was staying there for a week. We were shooting something in Cleveland, and I'm like going down there just like every chance I get. To just hang out on the toilet for a second and just rinse everything off.
Oh, man.
And then I was like, I'm getting one of these. And then went on sale, ordered it off Amazon. We got it, installed it. And I was just like, this is the best decision ever.
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't even get it. I I'm fairly handy, but even if I wasn't, I think, you know, I would have had no problem installing this. So it's just cold. It's just a cold water one.
Right.
But. I kind of prefer that because it is so rejuvenating.
A little pep in your step.
I'm looking forward to the summer, quite frankly, because I'm like, I will never be that hot that I can't jump on the toilet.
Take a quick bidet.
Well, we were, we didn't really get to go to Japan, but we had a layover in Tokyo.
Well, we went on
our
honeymoon.
Way to Thailand. And I like just went to the bathroom as much as I could just because the toilets are
the
fucking
airport.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a temperature control.
They have like sound effects. They have like bidet features. They have air features.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a ride at Coney
Little
Island.
Little hand comes out.
Ride for your butt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a butt ride. It is a great butt ride. We got to get one of those, though, now.
Well, I feel like we're in the dark ages in this country that people are just clawing at their ass with dry
paper. I totally agree.
Yes.
After we got that, I was just like, yeah, we're just like talking about like now the thought, like obviously you have to use toilet paper when you go somewhere else. But
right.
just the thought of it now
yeah.
kind of grosses me out.
Right?
I'm like, really? I'm sticking
yeah.
my
yes.
finger. The only thing between me and my hand getting in shit is a, like, micrometer of paper.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yep.
And you're just like,
and if you're not paying for the good stuff, you well, know, it's going to be a little scratchy.
Someone once said, not to just talk about shit for 5 hours, but someone once had butt wipes, like, before everyone had them at their house.
Right.
And I, in, like, high school, someone's dad. And I remember being like, why do you have those? Like, thinking it was, like, a diaper kind of thing. And he was like, if you got shit on your arm, would you wipe it off with toilet paper? And I was like, no, I'd get something wet and soapy and clean my arm. And he's yeah. like, that's what I'm doing to my ass.
Yeah, feels like that's where the ass from your elbow comes yeah. from. It's just like treat your butthole like you'd want your arm to be treated.
Well, if you're going to invest this kind of money into it with the Botox and whatnot.
Well, those people all have bidets. I mean, they have full
I would hope
spas.
So.
They just have a spa, like, set up just for their butthole.
Shitting in holes like they're in a third world country.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I love how we're so – that's the other thing too. You're just like, it seems like that's back to basics.
You're
you
on
feel like the first thing
iPhone.
You'd reach for is a puddle,
yeah.
not a fucking piece of tree bark.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But how did our ancestors do it?
I'm always reaching for a puddle.
Yeah. Big toilet paper is just not moving over.
You just dunk your ass in a stream.
I love seeing you dip, dear.
I do dip. I dip and I dabble in the dip.
Well, should we see what our listeners' buttholes sound like today?
I'd like to.
All right.
Listen, a mailbag.
Jim, our listeners need advice. We're shitty at giving it. We hope you can help us help
oh,
them.
Oh, cool.
They tweeted us, email us questions.
Yeah, help us give advice.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. I
if
like
they're all
advice.
Fecal-based. We're in for a ride.
We have to stop talking about puddles.
That's really hard for me. I'm sorry. I'm just excited about this bidet. And we were
I know.
In,
I'm excited for
Jason.
You.
After the podcast, I'd like to write down your bidet information so that I may
yes,
order
please.
One.
The bidet vital stats.
I got you guys.
Haas, who's up first?
Our first question is from Wendy in New Hampshire via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail, Wend types. I recently visited Scotland and noticed everyone I fucked had a really wrinkly dick.
Botox.
What's up with that?
It's just the uncut, I'm guessing.
Oh.
Everyone I fucked. I'm kind of curious as to the total sample size
yes.
now.
Yeah.
Hey, when seems, in Scotland.
It seems like you'd have to at least over under, I'd say, is probably five before you can start generalizing on
yeah.
the dicks of Scotland.
Minimum three.
Yes. Yeah, three.
Agreed. You can't fuck one dude and be like, you know what I noticed about Scottish peen?
No.
Yeah.
It's all haggis.
Yeah, three's the pattern. It's all haggis.
So you think they're wrinkly. That makes total sense.
I would. I mean, unless we're talking elderly, but I think it's, to me it seems more like a foreskin situation, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pink sock.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
brown
they don't.
The sock, the orange sock. Any color sock.
But is, well, I mean, do they, I mean, circumcision is pretty common there, right? Because
right,
it's like.
That's what I'm.
Is it, though?
Are they all Catholic? I don't know. The Catholic
yeah.
people do that?
Catholic people copped it from Jewish folks, I believe.
Wait, are yeah. Scotland
oh,
Protestant?
Maybe they don't trim as close.
There are. Yes. Yeah, the snip jobs are not quite as snug.
This is me not knowing. I know that Ireland has the issue with the Protestant versus the Catholics.
Right.
I think Scotland is more like English in that it's more Protestant.
Problems.
So not problems.
No, no. I know.
So do they circumcise, though? Because the U.S. is
I think U.S. is just big on
this.
Circumcision. I think Europe in general is
we're more
less
like medically big on it, aren't we?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like
that
less religious and...
Yeah, yeah, it's certainly not like a Jew thing.
No, certainly not a Jew thing.
Well, not in America.
No.
Not with our manifest destiny and our cut
no.
cocks.
No, no.
Killing all the Native Americans.
That was part of it. That was part of it. Yeah.
I've seen an uncircumcised penis. And it was wrinkly.
Yeah, not to brag.
Not to brag, but I took a bus and jerked a guy off with an uncut dick.
Is that true?
No, it was actually. Well,
it was
this
on
is
a motorcycle,
funny.
Wasn't it?
No, it was not.
That
was a golf cart.
Was it? Yeah.
That was a cut dick. I was studying abroad in West Africa. So then everyone's always like, "Oh, cool, you fucked an African dude," and I'm like, "No, it was another
guy
white
that was studying
dude on
abroad.
My program." Yeah, nothing fancy, just hippie parents, uncut dick.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's cool.
It'll poke out eventually.
Oh, yeah. You just have to keep pulling on it.
It's also much better. Just keep pulling.
Oh, Oh, yeah. I'm all for it. I would never cut up parts of my baby. I
always wonder about that. I mean, the ultimate question always comes to the kids. What would you do with your own kids is always the extreme that you have to actually weigh in on that. But, yeah, genital mutilation.
I'm going to have all my daughters circumcised. None of my sons.
That is a family tradition. Yes.
All the women in this family will be circumcised. Nothing else of the sort.
No.
And we will bronze the male genitals of the family.
Yeah, the prodigal sons.
Yeah, I think if we're to assume that the wrinkly dick means that, then it's just, yeah, you saw some uncircumcised members.
All right, so ever read a book? Jeez.
There's some good advice, one for one. Haas, do we have anyone else?
We do. Our second question is from Mike in Sacramento, California, via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Mike asks, I have had 3 dreams where I cuddle naked with my grandma. I have to see her this summer, and I'm worried I'll act weird around her.
Wow.
Not a question.
No real question.
I'm adding a question, which would the question that I would have would just be like, how do I deal with this?
Yeah. That's kind of, there's an air of that in there.
Well, I've heard a couple like discussions on dreams for some reason in the last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of them have said like people have mentioned like in your dreams, like you are every person in your dreams, like an element of you.
Oh, interesting.
Is every person in your dream. So I don't know how like.
So you're yourself, but you're pop-up at the same time?
Yeah. Well, it's like a part of you. I don't know. I wouldn't overthink it too much.
No.
But. I've actually heard that, too, because people, I know people personally and have heard of this as a phenomenon who have had sexual dreams about people that they feel like they shouldn't or are disturbed by. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's never like a literal thing.
Right. No.
But maybe that's just something humans tell themselves because they feel grossed out. But if you think about insane dreams you've had, like they cannot be taken literally.
I've had some whacked out dreams.
Oh my God.
If I took every one of my dreams as some sort of symbol of, I would not be.
No.
Incest
doesn't
function.
Crack.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to function. Not even.
Cuddling with grandma.
I'd be happy to cuddle with my grandma naked in a dream instead of the shit that I've been dreaming about.
Totally. I have like horrific dreams where I'm in like swamps. Like, I mean, just terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have dreams about car accidents?
Yeah, I've had some fiery wrecks.
I've had some really bad ones even more recently, and I was driving this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And it really, it sticks with you a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I think the driving ones, I've had that kind of thing too, where you feel like you're the one in control and something goes wrong. I mean, that feels like very symbolic. Again, not literal, but you could like try to read into that a little bit.
Yeah. I also don't know this man's grandmother, obviously, but I would say give her a little credit,
hot.
Too. You could probably bring it up. She sounds smoking.
Bring it
grandma
up?
Had
no.
A dream.
Give her a hug.
You'd be surprised.
And walk
give
away.
Give Nana some credit.
Yeah.
She's been through it.
With clothes on, give her a hug. Realize that hug in real life is normal and nothing weird's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then.
Tell her about it.
Well, I wouldn't tell her.
Slip a
honestly,
napkin.
Like,
I'm with Jim. I don't think I get what you. That's hilarious.
Two of my like my two grandmothers that I was like closest to, one I could tell, and she would just like laugh and make fun of me for it.
Yeah.
The other one I could not tell.
Yeah,
she would not deal with it.
Well. Yeah. That's true. You probably you know your relationship.
You got it. Yeah, but I would say clothed. Hug grandma, say hi, realize that this is real life. That dream you had is just weird shit your mind's doing. And
even if it's a repeated dream.
Yeah. And if you pop a chub, you know where you're at, at least. You know?
Yeah. Or
well,
if
then you
if
have
she
to explain.
Pulls
yourself.
Away real slow and just kind of grabs your hands and looks you in the eye too long, then you got a lot more to figure out.
Or you could write on your hand, don't think about sex.
Yes. Yeah. So, yep.
I think that would be helpful.
Yep. Remind yourself.
Yeah.
I love that, Jim, some part of your advice was clothed.
Yes, make sure
well,
to keep
I
it
wanted
clothed.
To, I
like
wanted
it was
to clarify,
on the table that he would run up nude and be
I wanted
like, Granny.
To clarify that he didn't think I was saying to act out the dream in real life to prove that it was nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure.
Yeah. That's good
that
advice.
That was clear.
That's sound advice.
I would say it's your mind telling you that you need to talk to your grandma about some stuff because she might have some cool stories and she's probably on her way out.
It's the
that
universe
That could be it, too. Or it'd just be, you know, maybe if you want to play the... metaphor, you know, if it could mean like, oh, you're not in real life as close to your grandma as you should be. Mm-hmm. So why don't you bare your soul, bare yourself, soul, bare,
maybe
tell your grandma
lose
something.
Lose your shirt but keep your pants on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Helped.
Just pull your dick out and hug your grandma. <That's>
a lot of great advice in there. Wow.
Do we have anyone else
to
help?
Lastly here, we have Rebecca who tweeted a question at us, at Menosh Radio, Beck Wonders. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the YouTube star. Gross. Mm. Any tips on how to stand out in the overpopulated comments section? Sorry, I editorialized that question. I added gross. That wasn't in the question. That was just me responding to
that. Wait, so what's the real question?
What's the
any tips on how Rebecca can stand out in the overpopulated comments section?
Is that the only way to talk to a YouTube star?
Yeah, you probably can't reach out. You know, they've got reps you got to go through. There's a whole
I'm not as big on YouTube. Guys, I'm not huge on YouTube, not to brag. But like Twitter, like someone has to be following you for you to message them.
Yes.
I guess.
YouTube stars are untouchable from my understanding.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, maybe go an alternate route, see if they have like a Twitter account or just
find out where they live.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an address on their homepage.
Yeah. Or try to piece together clues from the videos you watch.
Yes, there we go.
Your Wikipedia.
Ooh,
drive
the sun's coming from the west.
When that one makeup tutorial just drifted a little bit far from the computer at the desk, and all of a sudden you caught a glimpse, you're like, what is that? What arch is that? Is that St. Louis?
Or like Law & Order, where they go in really close, but then rebuild the image, and they're like, that's a ticket to a concert in Cleveland, Ohio.
Enhance.
Exactly.
A magazine subscription with an address on it.
Yes. Yeah, do some detective work.
Say, what if you just said something really nice in the comments? Because it has been my experience that people just say horrific shit.
Yeah.
So if you were just like, really like what you're doing, and then a really specific compliment that would kind of demonstrate that you are on a different wavelength than the rest of these buffoons.
Pop into the middle of one of those, because they all end up usually four comments deep into some sort of white nationalist rant.
Don't use the N-word.
That'll
separate you from a lot of commenters.
Yep.
I think that's brilliant to stand out with positivity. But don't go overboard, because if it's like, I'm in love with you, I'm obsessed with you, they're not going to get in touch.
No.
I know as a comic, like if somebody commented and made some sort of specific mention of a thing, not just be like, that was really funny, but they're like, I like the way you turned that phrase and the timing. You know, like that, if you get real specific, I'd be like, ooh, hey.
But would you reach out?
No, I wouldn't reach out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's a lot of facts. There's a lot of variables there. Like, there's a million reasons to not reach out, but I would at least be like, well, what's their deal?
Yeah, yeah. It's the start of something.
I would remember you when you came to stab me after a show.
Yes.
Yeah,
when you look me in the eyes as you're gunning me after a show.
Oh, that makes me think. Here's a suggestion. Dress up like them. And then make your own video recite what they're saying.
Yeah, you're halfway to wearing their skin. That's where you want to be.
If you just want them to reach out, them reaching out to tell you to stop would count.
Yeah, that's it.
They made contact.
Yep. Yeah, that's in the mind of a true stalker. Yeah.
How to be a true stalker.
Yeah, there is a YouTube video for that as well. So I think you can figure out your answer is on the platform you're already on, I feel.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like an onion wrapped in a riddle.
Wrapped in a thumbs up from
an enigma
a racist.
From an alt-right psychopath in their basement. Woo!
Well, good luck. 3 for 3. We helped.
We sure did. Those were some great questions from our listeners. Now we
can't believe
questions.
We solved so many problems.
Right? I thought we usually whiff. We appreciate your sage advice, because otherwise we would have been flailing in the breeze.
Now we have some questions for our guest.
Yes.
And a little something we call 6 sections.
Jim, these are rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay.
So we just want you to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
And it's going to be pretty stressful.
Butthole,
so good
butthole,
luck.
Butthole, 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 butthole.
Nana, butthole.
Did I get him?
And now that that's embedded, the inception and begin. What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Something from Weezer.
What's the sexiest animal?
Rabbit.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Demi Lovato.
Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
The old one.
69 or Fort Sophia, baby. 69 or 420?
420.
Yeah.
And lastly, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which would you choose?
Couch.
Oh, yes. 6 sections with Jim Twos.
That was great.
Wait, did you say which piece of furniture have I made love to? Because that's the question I answered.
Yes, that was a real,
I think you answered your own question.
Yep. That sweet old couch.
All right. Well, is the bunny thing like a Playboy thing?
No, it's just the first animal that pops into my head.
Yeah, oh, so it's actually fucking a rabbit.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to fuck a rabbit, but I'm just saying, like.
But they seem to want to fuck each other a lot. They're known for
They have a weird sexual energy.
Yep.
It's like that Magnetic Field song.
Yes.
Let's pretend we're bunny rabbits. Let's do it all day long.
Like the sweater. Undone sweaters.
Oh yeah. Weezer. Mm-hmm. Weezer track would you choose to steal America's heart?
Oh, something off Pinkerton. Mm-hmm. No, probably like, I don't know. I'm like, as far as love songs go, I like Across the Sea. That would probably be.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tired of Sex.
No. Nas goes for those deep cuts. So the couch, if you do a cushions move?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's between the cushions?
Couch. Mm-hmm.
Or just on top?
Maybe between the cushion and frame with some heavy objects on on top of the cushion.
Tip the couch on its side.
Yeah, I flip the couch over. Those like zigzag metal springs that are in there.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love a flexible couch.
Yes. The butthole of the couch is the metal spring.
Well, the good news is you passed.
Mm-hmm. Now I think we can slip on over to get it wet.
I'd like to.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Ooh, make it wet.
What do we do here, darling?
Well, we're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge us from his almighty satanic altar up above. We take passages that were not written to be sexy.
We try to make them sound erotic.
Oh, I like this. Sexy voices. I like this idea.
Haas, you're going to judge us. What's our source material of non-sexy stuff this week?
Yes, since our guest founded Felines of New York.
All hail, Satan.
Today, we will be reading about different cat breeds.
Ooh.
First up, Murph.
All right.
Did you just get really close to the microphone?
He put on his mask and went full Satan. I love it.
I am a devil man now.
He's judging.
All right. Murph, take your passage now. Pet that pussy.
Wow.
Bengal cats. The Bengal could never be called delicate. He is an athlete, agile, graceful, with a strong, muscular body, as befits a cat who looks as if he belongs in the jungle. Who wrote this copy? With his distinctive spotted coat and large size, the Bengal looks like a wild cat on the prowl, although one of his ancestors is the small, wild Asian leopard cat. He's a domestic cat through and through.
Woo! That was very sexy.
Ooh, the Bengal.
Meow.
God, I need a break.
Step outside.
I need to find a couch.
With a bidet attached.
Ooh, that's the full service.
Cats are sexier than I thought.
Yeah, they kind of are. This is one of those half, ones that may be a little sexy.
All right, Lady Diana.
Yes.
You are next. Now lick that sandpaper tongue.
All right. Persian. The dignified and docile Persian is known for being quiet and sweet. The Persian is an old breed. To those who love this elegant cat, it will come as no surprise that the long-haired beauty originated in the cradle of civilization.
Oh, no, keep going.
I have the giggles. Mesopotamia, which was later known as Persia and is now modern-day Iran. Persians usually have a weight range of 7 to 12 pounds.
Oh, my. Little geography lesson in there.
I have to follow both of those.
Good luck.
Yes, that's right, Jim. You are last up.
I'm going to try not to burp during this.
Yeah.
You have your passage.
Okay.
I got Thundercat. Oh.
What's yours, Haas?
What's what?
The tailless minx is the result of a genetic mutation that was then intensified by the cat's remote location on the Isle of Man off the coast of Britain.
What?
There are lots of cats with short tails or no tails, but the Manx is the only one specifically bred to be tail-free. Sometimes it is jokingly said to be the offspring of a cat and a rabbit. However, that is biologically impossible.
Oh, my. Whoa. That was the come hither voice. That was the lean in and let me tell you a tale.
It's funny that you said a rabbit was sexy and then you get a Manx that
I love that's also jokingly. That's that joke kills in the big cat circles of, you know, what they say about the Manx.
Oh, that must be the rabbit in you.
You know what's so funny about a Manx? I feel embarrassed about this. I had a Manx growing up. Then I named Mickey Mantle. So I called him Mickey Mantle the Manx. It was like this cool alliteration thing.
Yeah, well, number 7.
Really killed with the other 8-year-olds. He was hit by a car, flat as a pancake. But I thought a Manx had their tail docked the way a lot of dogs do. I don't think I knew at the time that they naturally had no tail.
Yeah. We learned.
Thanks for
letting
me share.
We lusted and we learned. Yeah, there was a lot of knowledge in there. I didn't know the Bengal was like a domesticated breed as heavily.
Such an athlete, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're I've taken a lot of pictures of cats.
Yeah. I saw your Tumblr is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And
Tumblr/website.
Yeah. New York
and a
best
book.
Time.
Yeah, New York Times bestseller.
I think New York Best Time.
New York Best Time seller. It's a New York Good Time book.
It's time to rebrand.
Do you have a coffee table and are you fucking a couch?
But I took photos of a Bengal that lived in an apartment with a person in a Union Square, and that thing was like where you're just like, wow, I don't think this thing should be inside.
Yeah,
because it's like
half domesticated.
Yeah, it's springing off furniture, and the woman had like, you know, a lot of stuff for it to.
It's so agile and needing to move around.
Yeah, it was incredibly impressive.
Did it attack you?
No, it was really sweet. It's just like. It was just like, wow, if that didn't... Bless you. Man, he's allergic to cats.
I heard that through the wall and the headphones.
Satan's sneeze just reverberated through everywhere.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, that kind of prowess
cat
house cat is impressive.
Yeah, if it wanted to run away from you, you would not catch it, even in the house.
Yep. I feel like growing up, of course, you know everything about the dog breeds. I was a dummy on cats. I was late to the game on understanding that like a Maine Coon was a cool, like big, fluffy... Specific cat breeds. I always just kind of thought, you know, cat's a cat.
We had a Siamese growing up named Clyde, named after Clyde Drexler. Thank you. And he was amazing. He would kill everything. He was constantly in fights with raccoons and having weird surgeries because he'd been bitten by some wild
Street
animal.
Street fights.
Yes. Yeah, but he was like kind of a badass. And I remember feeling like, yeah, Clyde.
Part Bengal?
No, he was a Siamese, I think.
Oh, Siamese, you said. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is a very distinct look. But yeah, maybe he had a little Bengal in and we didn't know.
Siamese cats are pretty intense, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very vocal.
They are, yeah.
He would, like, yell at us.
Now I feel the fool when I was young. What the hell was I thinking when I was watching Lady and the Tramp?
Like, if you're not around it, you know. I mean, I didn't know anything until I started doing the blog. Like, that's when I started learning.
About the cats.
A lot of cat breed stuff.
Do you have a cat?
Yeah, we have 2 cats. But they're just, like, adopted, like, shelter cats.
Yeah, like, you don't know. They're not, like, fancy breeds.
No, they're just short-haired domestic cats.
No fancy feast for them.
No. They're they don't deserve it. They're trash.
I find cats should just eat hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we feed our cats good food. They get wet food all the time.
Really?
Upon my girlfriend's insistence.
Spoiled.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. I would appreciate
Yeah, they're super
food.
Spoiled.
I don't even get wet.
No.
What gives?
We're housing those dry niblets at home.
Sure are.
Haas, who won, do you think?
Well,
in Satan's view.
I'm affected by ASMR. And
yes.
Jim had me tingling.
Yes.
Damn.
That's the YouTube channel.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
ASMR.
Thank you. Yeah, do you guys have that? You're serious, Haas, that you have that?
Yeah, no, it actually does affect
I have a little bit of it with certain things.
I think I have a hint.
Light.
Do you have it?
No.
Because I didn't think I have it. I'm not someone who would like tune into someone like unwrapping a candy bar and jerk off. But I did, when the sensation was described to me of certain sounds and voices giving you kind of that tingle in your scalp, I have experienced that.
Yeah, I have too.
I have it with weed. When I smoke weed, I get tingly.
Yeah. A little high and tingly.
I have ASMR with weed.
Mother Nature's ASMR.
Yeah. Mushrooms too.
Mushrooms, big trigger for me.
Yep. I also love that poll quote of, I'm not someone who would tune into someone unwrapping a candy bar and jerk off.
Yeah. Well, but that's
it's a subsection.
That's a thing.
Absolutely.
They're like, tonight at midnight, I'll be unwrapping a foil truffle and slowly putting it away. And it's like those sounds that people like.
I wish I had found out that like that was a thing that I could do in some manner that, not even sexual, but just like that gave people like some sort of weird satisfaction. And I just set up a YouTube channel and crinkle paper and whisper.
And then someone falls in love with you, but they can't stand out in the comment section because everyone's being quiet and weird.
Yeah. That's how you, ASMR comments.
Man.
ASMR for me is like something that is like such an obvious touchstone, but is like Bob Ross.
Yes.
How satisfying and like meditative is it to hear someone slowly talk to you about something? Like,
and
I don't know.
And the brush of the stroke.
That the Bob Ross thing is definitely satisfying and meditative. I just don't get like a tingle.
No.
I watch it.
Your dick doesn't do anything?
No.
Sorry, Bob.
My scalp or my dick does not do anything.
Doesn't quite get you there.
It's calming.
Relaxing.
Definitely calming.
This is weird, and I don't know if this is a thing. Like, maybe there's a cool acronym I don't know about. But I have a similar thing with textures. Like, if wood touches my teeth, I, like, freak out and get such a tingle down my spine that I want to, like, jump through a wall.
There's an
it's not actually enjoyable. But is that a thing everyone has? Do we all have that?
I have some weird texture issues or, alignment. When things are weirdly aligned, like, you know, like lettering or, like, logos and things like that, or just like in a weird
Polsky
way
has that.
Askew. I'm just like, get it away from me.
Are you? Do you have a graphics background?
I do.
Same.
Yeah,
I do too.
That
for
be
me,
what it's
you've
from.
Done. You've done it to yourself.
Or when somebody calls a color something it's not, but then I'm just like, I hope you die. I don't like get off.
No, it's the anti.
No,
I've flubbed many a lavender versus a violet.
You have, but I forgive you. But do you have the thing when like a popsicle stick touches your
teeth?
Yes,
I was actually going to think. Just
you want to like jump out of your chair and like bust through the wall?
Yeah, I want to be. I want it to be on my terms. Something I can manage, like a toothpick. A toothpick, I'll fiddle with.
Yeah,
but
no, a popsicle stick is just. No. I'm getting like I'm literally like,
doing it right now. Yep. Well, it's the difference between the finish. A toothpick is smaller, obviously, but it's also finished.
Yes.
Like a popsicle stick is like a rough. All right, let's move on before we all
die. I just
die.
Had some dental work done before I came here, and I was like,
"You look great."
Thank you.
Yeah, your teeth are awesome.
It was. I had to get a root canal.
Oh no,
that's
Jesus.
The throwing one. Money at the dentist.
I've had a couple of root canals. I tried to get most of them when my parents were still helping me out.
Oh, man.
Now I have to get one on my own. I'm scared.
I'm paying my dentist and drink tickets.
Yeah right? You're like, I did a show at the Beast last night.
I brought you these beers.
I've been saving these up for my shows. Please drill me.
It makes me sad that you have to pay for dental work with alcohol.
Yeah, you know what else makes me sad?
Saying goodbye to Jim Tews.
No. Feels like it flew by.
I did, and it was wonderful. But our listeners don't have to say goodbye to Jim.
Oh,
head
on
over to jimtews.com and follow him at jimtews, T-E-W-S.
Yes, do not miss his stand-up show Fresh Out every Thursday, 9 p.m. at the UCB East Village Theater.
That's a fun one.
Yes, and yes it is. And check out his new comedy album, I Was in Band. It's on iTunes.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
You're an absolute sexual delight.
I need to
thank you.
Those cat photos as well. They're on my mind.
They're solid.
We also legally have to thank our producer, Stevie Dix, that's Ben Hosley.
Oh, yes, and our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Thanks, mama.
Hey, tweeted us at Menage Radio.
Check us out online at menageatoirradio.com.
Hey, hit the comments section.
Please.
You know, just saying. We troll our own comment sections.
We recently did a show for IFC. It's on their Comedy Crib.
Yes.
That's pretty fun. Go watch it.
Yeah. Ultra psychedelic hypersex versions of ourselves.
Yeah, try to stay soft and dry.
I fucking dare you. Jim, thank you again.
Thank you both.
This was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.